Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Bulgaria has said it's likely a suicide bomber carried out an attack on a bus that was carrying mostly Israeli tourists. At least six Israelis and a Bulgarian were killed. More than 30 people were injured. The Israeli prime minister has blamed Iran and promised a firm response. And joining us now from Jerusalem, Yolande Nell, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Yolande, we heard from Ehud Barak saying that he's positive that Hezbollah or Iran was behind this attack. Is there any evidence that, or is that just his gut feeling?
There hasn't been clear evidence presented by Israeli officials on this subject, but they are pretty much unanimous in accusing Iran and the Shiite militant group Hezbollah based in Lebanon of carrying out this attack against Israelis. We had an initial statement from the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who were expecting him to speak again later, but he was very quick to point the finger at Iran, saying all the signs led in that direction, and linking this to a series of recent attacks or attempts to harm Israelis that there have been around the world in Thailand, India, Georgia, Kenya and Cyprus. And then the comments from Ehud Barak, the defence minister, really echoing many of his words, also saying, as Mr. Netanyahu did, that Israel will do all it can to find those responsible.
As you say, there have been attacks outside the Middle East. Is that a relatively recent development or tactic?
It's something that Israel has experienced through the years. There have been a number of attacks targeting Israelis overseas, also members of the Jewish community. In fact, this attack in Bulgaria took place exactly 18 years after an attack on a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires in Argentina. That was Argentina's most deadly bombing. Nearly 100 people were killed, and that was linked back to Iran through Islamic Jihad. So there is a history of Iran using proxies to get at Israel. Of course, in the past, they have teamed up with Hezbollah, with Palestinian groups, particularly based in Gaza, because that they share Israel as a joint enemy, I suppose you could say. And of course, we know there has been a sort of covert war going on between Israel and Iran. We've seen several Iranian scientists associated with Iran's controversial nuclear program killed, and fingers have been pointed by the Iranians at Israel. We've also had links, I have to say, perhaps some speculation here that there could be a connection to the killing of the Hezbollah leader Imad Mughniyeh in Damascus in 2008. Israel was believed to be responsible for that. It's never confirmed it. I should also say that in this latest attack, Tehran's state TV has denied that Iran was in any way responsible. But these official denials are also par for the course.
You know, back in January, Israel asked Bulgaria to tighten security because it's a popular spot for Israelis. Did they do so?
We understand that there was a lot of coordination afterwards. Bulgaria has become a very popular tourist destination, particularly with young Israelis, for those on a budget. And Israel was quick to send over investigators after this latest attack. We understand that the FBI and CIA are also involved, with indications from the Bulgarian authorities that the suspected suicide bomber could have been carrying a U.S. driving license from Michigan.
Although it may have been a fake license, we'll bring you updates as we get them. Yolande Nell, thank you so much. Correspondent for our partner, the BBC.